There it was, the piece which really launched all kinds of things, or at least in terms of our CD collection, many people's CD collection, from the original Nutcracker Sweet Dreams CD. The opening piece was I Saw Three Ships, and William Berry, the perpetrator of this whole enterprise, is here to say you're opening with it again, aren't you?
Yes,
after a while.
Well, not the opening of the concert, but we haven't played this for a while, but that's the first thing that came on when you slapped that CD in 2000 in the player and the intro to This Is What Christmas Can Sound Like. Mm-hmm. So that there it is.
A lot of fun. I Saw Three Ships, and one of the many clarion brass pieces that we're going to be talking about. Clarion brass, which is what, about 13 brass players?
We got 12 brass,
12 and a
percussion, and a conductor to keep us all wrangled.
There you go. Well, launch into to the past, present, and future, very Dickens-like of clarion brass.
Well, the ghosts that come back to haunt us. Yes. Well, no, this was the first CD we had been, our first concert was in 92, and we've been doing, so this is the 26th year of doing it. Mm-hmm. We had enough material. I write new material. That's kind of the point, is we've got the big brass, which sounds good for Christmas, and then I rearrange all of this Christmas music for the big brass. So that's the premise of Clarion, is that that's what we do. And over the years, it has accumulated to quite a pile. But we got to the point where we had enough for a CD and thought, wow, let's do this.
Have you counted the total number of tunes?
No. I know that we've got enough to do a couple more CDs if we ever do more CDs. Mm-hmm. But it may be 100 or something.
Yeah. And other parts of the brass world have had need for you, too.
That's it. That in addition to premiering it here for Clarion, that we send it out into the world, that I sell these arrangements, I get them out into the world. And Clarion is basically a symphonic brass section with four trumpets, four horns, three trombones, tuba, and percussion. So a lot of orchestras and a lot of independent brass groups like Clarion do Christmas concerts. And the one on the burner today is the Dallas Symphony. They've been doing some of my arrangements for years. Ryan Anthony is a trumpet player who played with the Canadian Brass back when I was writing for them and has been a friend forever. He puts on, he gets a few new charts that I've hot off the press and has the Dallas Symphony play them. They played three on their concerts this year, but they just came out with a CD this few weeks ago of past live concerts. And it includes a couple of them, Foom 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 and God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen, that were first heard here as Clarion charts. So,
and Foom 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 is also on this week's program here?
It might appear. It might appear. It's one of our traditional encores. It's about as fast and furious as you get. So,
yeah. Well, we'll maybe find out by then who sets the world land speed record. And so since we have the opportunity to hear the Dallas Brass version, let's do exactly that. Dallas Brass playing William Berry's setting of Foom Foom Foom.
Thank you.
the Dallas Brass version of William Berry's setting of Froom 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 from the Dallas Brass Brass's recent CD, which has just been released. So there it is. Wow, that's pretty fun to hear your own stuff from somewhere else, isn't it, William Berry?
Yeah, it's this interesting thing. I think the best career move you can make as a composer is to either die or leave town, you know, but this is the equivalent that, oh, it's just, oh, Clarion, they do new stuff every year. Mm-hmm. What the heck? It's, you know, but suddenly, oh, New York's done it, or San Francisco's done it, or Dallas has done it, or something, and it becomes a new thing that, oh, it must be real. Well, it is, but yeah, we did that back in the 90s, and they did that. Obviously, those are live recordings from the past couple of years and stuff, but it is really fun. This year, they did Sevi Vaughan, which I brought in today. It's still Hanukkah, but the piccolo trumpet solo I wrote for myself, and I would love to hear Ryan Anthony play that. I was just telling Vern off the air, but Ryan Anthony's got this cancer thing going on. He's got the foundation Cancer Blows, you know, gets all these trumpet players together and raise money, but there's a meme on the web of him getting an IV chemo treatment in one arm and playing trumpet in the other arm and heading off to play Pines of Rome or something like that. And the subtext is, why are you not practicing? What's your excuse? I mean, here's a guy who's just tough and a monster player. So
nice. And it's really fun to hear your own music played by great players, isn't it?
Yeah. I have not heard him do Sevi Vaughan. I'd love to hear that just because I bet he kicks some major butt with it.
And when you as a composer write, you have to notate what you want, but no matter what you notate, it's probably going to come out just a little different from somebody else, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's the good thing. It's an interesting thing. Beethoven is dead, so you know, anytime Beethoven's Fifth gets played, it gets reinterpreted by the conductor. I actually get to sit in the room. I write this stuff, and I put myself in the band, and Dr. Bob, Robert Spital from the Gonzaga Conduct. So I get the benefit of both getting to veto anything that I don't like, but also somebody comes in with a different interpretation and let's try this a little faster or let's do this or do that and brings more depth to it than I would bring if I were just conducting it myself. So it's pretty cool. And then you send it out into the world and they've got a set of architectural drawings to build a building and you don't get to supervise the construction, so to speak, that it could be a different tempo. I know that like the Foom 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 when the Canadian Brass did it, they don't use mutes. They did the opening on piccolo trumpets to get a different sound, but they didn't do the harmon mute thing. So, well, that's different.
Yeah. Well, let's do this. We'll do a little bit of a blind test. We won't say which is which, but on God Rest You Merry Gentlemen, which is on the Clarion Brass Show Tuesday and Wednesday night, we're going to hear the piece, but it's going to be divided between Clarion Brass and Dallas Brass. So so let's all just listen and see if we have thoughts by the end of it. Here it is. Thank you. Okay, that was the hybrid version, God Rest You Married Gentlemen, half of it done by the Dallas Brass, half of it done by the Clarion Brass, and so I guess...
The phone didn't ring, I didn't hear...
No, well...
The first half was Dallas, and at about the 150 mark, which nobody was timing, but when the whooshy horns came in, mm-hmm. if anybody caught that... That's when we pretty much the same tempo, and our percussion is a little brighter and fewer and stuff. But it's amazing how similar it is.
Yeah, no, it was a seamless transition that you built when you brought that into us, and we were also discussing that when you recorded, it was in a studio recording, so the sounds and balances could be controlled a little better than they are typically in a performance recording.
Yeah, and you get a second shot.
I mean,
you could hear the. I mean, Dallas, that this is the same hard trombone lick that, he missed the same place that we missed you know. Yeah. Not quite studio. We recorded it at the Croc in Coeur d'Alene, so it was the full group and all that, but we got a couple of takes, and that was from a live performance for them. So it's hard stuff.
Sure is. This is Clarion Brass, and we're going to keep going through a few of these pieces that are happening on this concert. It's Tuesday night in Spokane at St. John's Cathedral and Wednesday night at the Croc Center in Coeur d'Alene, 7:30 both times. Some of these things, there's some new compositions coming along, but we're hearing kind of a few of the great ones over the last 26 years. And so once again, you have a French horn feature.
We do. One of the new things for this year, just as long as you brought that up, that I have in this group incredible people that any one of them could stand up and do a solo at any time. And so we've been doing that, spreading it around over the past few years and giving different instruments, different people a chance to be featured. And this year, Skylar Johnson, the bass trombone player, said, I want to do a solo. It's like, well, bass trombone is not, you know, your typical, what people see as up front. You get to be evil monsters on movie soundtracks or something. But so he got to pick I'll Be Home for Christmas. So that'll be a premiere. We don't obviously have a tape of that because we haven't performed it yet. Yeah. But a dreamy thing for Skylar. But from 2 years ago, Kristen Johann, the French horn player, she got to pick. I let people pick what they do as long as I get, I can love it, they can love it, something they really want to do. She wanted to do My Favorite Things. And so I did an arrangement for her featuring French horn. It's only been played once 2 years ago on 2015. I was going to redo it this last year, and she got out of that by breaking her arm. So she's going to do it again this year, 2 years later. But this is a performance from the Croc from 2 years ago, the world premiere, not on any CD, but this will be on the concerts coming up unless she breaks her other arm. Thank you.
Been hearing this music played by clarion brass. That was Kristin Johann playing My Favorite Things from the Sound of Music in the William Berry transcription. And William, you do, obviously, you define Christmas broadly, from the traditional things we think of Christmas songs to things that just could vibrate with Christmas, like presents or My Favorite Things or something like that, don't you?
Yeah, that's one of those tunes that people associate with Christmas, but it's not really a Christmas song, but it's, you know, that's Kristin's pick, so so we went with that, and that's cool. I'm happy with that. The big thing with the basics, the building blocks of clarion and doing this is we're celebrating the music of Christmas, not Christmas per se, and we've got a thousand-year tradition of stuff that, you know, folk songs and church songs and Frosty the Snowman songs and everything that we associate. We hear every year. Everybody knows them. You want to hear it the same way every time? I don't. We want to do new stuff. That new version for Kristin was obviously not the Sound of Music version. You know, it's built for her to play the French horn and everything you can do. But if you like the music and you like that it comes around every year, and I do, it's just great to do something new and different with it. So, yeah, anything, whether it's pop or sacred or whatever, it's all game for me.
So there's the material you start with, and then there's where it ends up, and it feels to me like the big fork in the road for you is when you actually sit down with the tune to decide whether you're going to go with the legacy or the traditional thoughts about what that tune is or means, or whether you're going to go into one of your many, many styles that you invoke.
Yeah, and that becomes the compositional process. I don't know. New for this year is Joy to the World, and I don't have a tape of that because
it's new for this year.
Yeah. But it's 26 years, and I haven't done that, but that's one of the biggies. But to sit down and the process for that is, boy, you don't want to, you could do a tango, you could do, you know, but why? But what is the ultimate expression of Joy to the World as done by big brass and percussion? So it's just begins with a fanfare, and it's Fanfare City, and I hope it, you know, it'll rock your world. But what does it do? I think we have coming up the Go Tell It on the Mountain is next in the queue. That's one from last year. It was a premiere last year, and that'll be the only repeat from last year's concert to this year's concert. We like to do new stuff every year, whether it's from the archive or I write the new stuff. But same thing, Go Tell It on the Mountain, gospel tune. What does it want to be done? You know, what can we do that says clarion, that says big brass, that works for our ensemble and the venue we've got and that listeners want to hear? And so this one turned into kind of a hip-hop tribute and a funky ending, and it's kind of a modern take on a gospel song. But yeah, once again, one of those songs that everybody knows and you've heard a bunch of different ways. What really works for brass, you know, as opposed to woodwinds or voice or something, and, you know, something that we just want to do.
So let's experience it. Thank you. take on Go Tell It on the Mountain that was done by Clarion Brass last year that's coming back on this year's concert. It was new last year, and it will be there. And it'll be on these concerts Tuesday night and Wednesday night. William Berry here. And let's kind of go all the way back in a certain way, because the beauty of anything we do here in doing these clarion tunes is the sheer variety. And so with Corde Natus, that ancient tune, you gave it an ancient feeling, didn't you?
I did. This was an early challenge for me, to is known for funky things and humorous things and stuff, and kind of a throwdown for myself. Can I just write pretty without any jokes hidden in it and mm-hmm. stuff? And here's a pretty tune, and I think it works pretty well. But yeah, it was an original chant. So keeping that chant mode and just having the instruments play off of each other in not obviously a traditional chant, but organ-like, choir-like, religious-like. It's kind of... I don't know what to say. It's one of the best sellers of all time for, mm-hmm. for arrangements, because it's easier to play, but it's just a big warm sound. And we will open the concerts with this. And if this doesn't put you in the mood for a nice calm night at Christmas, I'm not sure what I can do for you.
And well, let's face it, the prime directive ultimately for brass players is beauty. The sheer beauty of a brass there in the Corde Natus setting that William Berry did from way back when, which is opening this concert that's Tuesday night at in Spokane at 7:30 at St. John's Cathedral, and then Wednesday night at the same time at the Kroc Center in Coeur d'Alene. So, William, we certainly have the the feeling, the, you know, some of the range of what you do with Clarion. Is there something on this program that you haven't mentioned that represents another approach or some other aspect of music making that we haven't brought in?
Wow, there's a couple. One thing I was thinking just as we're ending this, that on the recording, even in the studio here with the great speakers and all, it's just not the same hearing it on, mm-hmm. if you're sitting in your office with the volume on 2 or something like that, it's not the same thing. Well, get 6 radios and put them all around you and crank them all up to, you know, the hearing the 12 brass players live on that quiet, warm stuff or the loud stuff or whatever it is, it really fills the room. It, you know, I hope you go out and buy the CDs too, but that's just not the same as visiting it. And I would say about my shows or going to play at the Civic or anything, just something live, please go to do stuff because it's different. The size of the group, it's not a little brass quintet, it's a big rockin' sound. So I'm going to just put that out. The Corde Natus, I love sitting in the group and just washing in that sound. So so please go experience it live. But as far as different stuff, over the years, we've done things with singers. And a couple of years ago, I get to make the decisions that it's really nice and people need to hear words and have that variety. But it's a hard balance for 12 brass players and percussion to balance out a singer. And so we've been featuring the brass players, the soloists. And so there's all that material, the things that I did one-offs for a singer, which were great arrangements, and then wanted to bring them back because we just did them the once. So one of those that's new this year but old is Jesus Christ the Apple Tree that we did with Beth Delaney and me as soloist, I don't know, some years ago at the cathedral. It's a great old American tune that people don't really know, but brought that back and totally rewrote it, different key, different whatever. But that's going to be a call and response thing with 2 trumpets with me and James Smock on trumpets. That'll be a new experience, a different approach. What else do we have? We've got, I don't know, a few...
That represents pretty nice overview of what you have. So I think we'll let the rest be lovely surprises for people come in. And once again, Clarion Tuesday night in Spokane and Wednesday night in Coeur d'Alene. So thank you for all of this creative work you do all year to bring this beauty here.
It's fun. It's what I live for. Yeah.